The number here at the program, if you care to call and unload anything in your noggin, 646-TALK in St. Paul, 646-8255. Or, if you're further away in our little capital city, 1-877-615-1500. 1-877-615-1500. That's a toll-free number. Kodiak told me recently I don't give out the numbers enough. I try to give them out once an hour. But you can look it up. You can look it up, or you can call 411. My daddy used to call his children part of the 411 generation. Not the boomers, not Generation X, not Generation Y, the 411 generation. The first generation to use anything but the phone book to get a number. And to use it often. The 411 generation. I liked it. Of course, when I was growing up, 411 was free. So why not use the hell out of it? My dad thought it was something that almost called into question your manhood. Not looking it up was unmanly. You dragged out that big book and you went hunting for the number yourself. You do it yourself, or not get some woman to do it for you. It was always some woman. Oh, you got to get a woman to do it for you? He didn't say that, but that seemed to be what he was implying. That somehow I was a wimp. Now 411 costs a fair amount of money. It doesn't stop me from using it on the show when I'm lonely.
Quest Directory Assistance. We search by telephone number or name. Or what city?
Oh, I don't know that that matters.
Or what state?
A state with friendly people.
Or what listing?
Oh, doesn't matter.
This is Kinsey. I'll be right with you. This is Kinsey. How can I help you?
I was just lonely.
Okay.
And I thought I'd call. You make the same money either way, right?
Yes. How can I help you?
Do you like sports?
Did you call to chat?
Yeah. Okay. You know how much it costs when you gotta pay? What is this call, about 50 cents?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, the other's like $2.99 an hour or something. You like sports?
Well, if you just call the chat, I'll have to put you through to a different operator.
All right.
Thank you.
This is Tina. What can I help you with?
Hi, do you like sports?
Yeah.
Oh, what's your favorite?
Sir, do you need a phone number?
Don't be so hard on me.
Well, I'll give you a phone number if you want it. I'm not going to chat.
Okay, I'll just take any phone number.
Give me a name.
Dave.
Dave who?
Williams.
What city?
Memphis.
Tennessee?
Okay.
This is Stephanie. I'll be right with you.
Do you like sports? Steph?
And what city are you looking for?
Do you like sports?
Yes, I do.
What's your favorite?
Probably volleyball.
Oh, Memphis?
Okay, and for what listing?
Dave.
What name are you looking for?
Dave.
Dave?
Dave.
And you have a last name?
Williams?
Okay, one moment. And this is Memphis, Tennessee?
Sure. Where's the other one? Egypt?
I couldn't tell you. You never know.
There actually is one, I think, in Egypt.
Is there?
Yeah.
Learn something new every day.
They got an Egyptian Elvis.
Unfortunately, I'm not showing a Dave Williams, but I do have
what?
Quite a few D Williams.
There's not a Dave Williams in Memphis, Tennessee? How big is Memphis? You got to be kidding me. Dave Williams?
Nothing.
They don't use the name Dave down south? Okay, watch this. Watch this. How about Billy Bob Williams?
Let me search for Billy Bob Williams.
No Dave Williams in a major American city.
There's a lot of D Williams.
But no Dave.
No Dave.
Those D's are all women. Denise, Danielle, Doreen, Doris, Dorothy.
I show a listing for Billy B. Williams.
Billy B. If I ever get you 10, that's Billy Bob. How about Billy Ray? You got a Billy Ray?
No, I'm not showing a Billy Ray Williams.
All right, let's see. How about, all right, here you go. Ned Beatty. Ned Beatty.
And how are you spelling Beatty?
I didn't spell Beatty. I think it was B-E-A-T-T-Y. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm not showing any Ned Beattys in Memphis, Tennessee.
All right. Volleyball, though? Volleyball?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you. Control room.
Yeah, say, is this KSTP?
Yes, it is.
Could I speak to Mr. Mischke?
Your first name?
Jack. Is this Coyote?
Yes.
Hey, Wolf Jack from Yankton, South Dakota.
Oh, good to hear from you.
Oh, good hearing from you, too.
Yeah,
I catch you on the radio, and it's really cool.
You want to talk to Mischke?
Yeah, if it's all right.
Okay, hang on.
Thanks.
Okay, let's see. We got a full bank of calls here. Boy, I don't know who to go to. I'll just try this one, see what happens. Hello?
Go to the best.
Hi.
Go to the best.
Jack, I'm really busy. I got a bunch of calls here.
You know what? You know what's going on? Those calls you made, each one, each name you were asking about, each name, like all the different names, they charge like $1.50 each one after that. The initial call is so much, and then each one after that.
Still beats, you know, $2-3 an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, a minute.
Yeah. I
get $2-3 an hour.
I got a deferment in because I'm blind. With
what? West,
that I can call for nothing.
Which I'm going to try that. Hang on. I didn't know that was an option. Very good.
Quest Directory Assistance. We search by telephone number or name. Or what city?
Well, first of all, I should mention I have a deferment.
Or what state?
Or should I say I should have.
Or what listing?
I should have a deferment. Mm-hmm.
This is Monica. I'll be right with you.
Say, I don't have to pay for this, do I? I'm blind. Monica?
What did you need, sir?
Oh, I shouldn't have to pay for this, should I? I'm blind.
That should be handled through your business office, because I don't have any way to handle the no charge for, for blind services.
Well, can't you just trust me on it?
Well, but you need to contact the business office, and they give you a form to fill out, and then there is no charge per directory when you call.
But it's going to cost me to get the number for the business office, and I shouldn't be charged. I'm blind. Well, I see a little bit out of the left eye. Wait a minute. It's all coming back now. Wow! Ma'am! Hello?
Hi, this is Sheila. Can I help you?
I can see! I don't know. I was blind. And now I can see, Sheila. Sheila!
Okay.
Whoop-dee-doop-dee-flame-a-doo-da-day. I can look it up in the book now. I was calling because I was blind, but it was a temporary deal. I was mucking around in the toaster there with a steak knife. You ever done that?
No.
Yeah, don't. Don't.
Well, I'll credit you for this call since you don't need a number, though.
Oh, so you can do that. The last woman somehow said I had to go through the company. Thank you so much for crediting me.
Certainly.
Very good.